今天早晨我仍旧要和弟兄姊妹一同来交通属灵的生活。
This morning I'm going to continue my series in the spiritual life.
在这一系列的生活的交通里面。
In the living series that we've been in fellowship about.
今天早晨呢，我们要讲到里面富足的生活。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the inner and an abundant life.
或者简单的说。就是里面的生活。
And simply put, it is the inner life.
那我请弟兄姊妹和我一同先来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some passages together.
我们请打开路加福音第十二章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音第十二章。
Luke 12.
我们从十五节读到二十一节。
Verses 15 through 21.
于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。我要请弟兄姊妹特别注意二十一节啊，那你说在神面前却不富足。
Please pay close attention to verse 21 where it says not rich toward God.
好，我们再看约翰福音
Gospel according to John
约翰福音第六章
Chapter 6
约翰福音第六章
John Chapter 6
第三十五节
Verse 35
耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
第七章
Chapter 7
第三十八节
Verse 38
信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中要流出活水的江河来
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
第十五章
Chapter 15
第四节和第五节
Verses 4 and 5
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面也是这样我是葡萄树你们是枝子藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面这人就多结果子因为离了我你们就不能做什么
Abide in me and I will abide in you No branch can bear fruit by itself It must abide in a vine Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in meI'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man abide in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
哥林多后书第二章
Chapter 2
第十五节
Verse 15
因为我们在神面前无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who believe and those who are perishing.
第三章第十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
雅各书
James
雅各书第二章
The book of James, chapter 2
第五节
Verse 5
我亲爱的弟兄们请听，神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
Listen, my dear brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him?
启示录第二章
Revelation chapter 2,
第九节
verse 9.
我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你却是富足的。
I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich.
第三章第十七节
chapter 3, verse 17.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing, but you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
好，我们圣经就暂时读这些。
That, concludes our passage reading.
当我们打开创世纪第一章的时候
When we turn to Genesis chapter 1
我们会看见神的整个创造
We see the entire creation of the Lord
在神创造这个地上的生物的时候
And when God created the living creatures in the world
神做了一点分裂的这个分类的工作
And God did a little work of characterizing
所以在创世纪第一章里面有一个名词，有个词叫做各从其类。
Therefore, you find a phrase in Genesis chapter 1 says after or according to its kind.
那么这个各从其类是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be according to its kind?
很简单的告诉我们，就是说什么样的生命过什么样的生活。
Simply put, a kind of living you have that is according to the life that you have.
你的生命是什么？那么你只能过那样的生活。
Your life determines your style of living.
啊，同时也是你生命的本身呢，那么决定了你生活的这个品质。
And the nature of your life determines the quality of your living.
所以我们可以看见神在他所创造的天地里面。
And therefore we see that in the entire creation of the Lord.
神在生命上面做的这许多的分类。
And God has categorized lives after its kind.
我们知道神所以做这样的分类的原因。
And the reason behind all these.
神有他一个非常重要的目的。
And there was a very important purpose.
因为神有一个心意要把他自己的生命赐给受造的人。
Because it is God's purpose to impart his own life to the created beings.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道在整个神的创造的里面
Brothers and sisters, we all know that entire creation of the Lord
在自然界里面人的生命是最高的等级
That in nature, the life of a human is the highest rank
我们因为拥有这个人的生命
And because we have this life of a human being
所以我们可以过人的生活
Therefore, we can live like a human being
我们晓得神所给我们的这个受造的生命也是非常的丰富的
And we know that this very life that God has given to us is abundant in itself
神把我们放在他所创造的这个天地里面。
And when God placed us in this creation of His,
我们拥有这个生命，所以我们就可以过人的生活。
And because the life of a human, therefore we can live the style lifestyle of a human being.
我们都知道人的生命在整个神的创造里面，这是最独特的。
We know that the life of a human, a man, is very unique, the most unique among all creation.
因为在所看见的这个生物界里面，没有一样的生物，他们的生活能像人过得这么丰富
Because no other created beings can live an abundant life as we do
我们吃的、喝的、看的、听的、摸的
and the how, what we eat, drink, hear, and touch, and smell
都是远超过所有其他的生物
far surpasses all other created beings
神还给我们一个丰富的思想
and God is giving us a mind
丰富的情感
and a passion
所以我们可以过一个丰富的精神的生活
and therefore we can have a very abundant emotional life
这些都不是其他的动物或者生物所能够比的
and none of these can no other creature can compare to us
就是因为我们有人的这个生命
it is because that we have the life of a man
所以我们在这个世界中我们可以过着比其他生物都富足的生活
therefore we can live in such an abundant life surpassing other created beings
我想在我们这个生活的经验里面大家都能体会
and I know that all of us experience one way or another in our lives
我们所追求的
what we pursue after
就是吃好的
it is to eat well
要喝好的
to drink well
要看好的
to see something
要听好的
and to hear something good
然后接触我们所喜欢接触的
and to be in touch with something that we desire
我们几乎我们所有的生活都是为了追求这些东西
and all our life seems to be a pursuit after these things
弟兄姊妹们
but dear brothers and sisters
很可惜
and pitifully
神把这个生命给我们只不过是一个暂时的生命
that even though God has given us this life of man it is temporal
所以等有一天这个生命消失的时候
so when one day this life disappears
这一切外面的事物都归于无有
all these outward things would disappear as well
这是神在创造这个天地的时候神已经定规了
and that was the will that was the rule that God had set when he created us
但是神的恩典不仅止于这些外面的事物
and God's grace is not just limited to the outward blessings
神有更高的一个心意
and he has a higher purpose
神要借着他的儿子把他自己的生命赐给我们
that he desired to impart his own life to us through his son
所以弟兄姊妹们
therefore brothers and sisters
今天我们这些相信耶稣基督的人
those who believe in Jesus Christ
我们已经得着了一个新的生命
we have received a new life
这个新生命乃是神自己的生命
and this new life is the God's life
当然这个生命是更超过我们原来人这个受造的生命
and this life of God surpassed our natural life of man
甚至是超过众天使
and it surpassed all the lives of the angels
这是在这个整个宇宙中最宝贵的一个生命
and because that is the most precious life in the entire universe
神自己的生命
it is the very life of God
神愿意把这个生命赐给我
and yet he desired to impart it to us
当然这个生命要比我们原来的生命不知道要丰富的多少倍
and this life is far more abundant than our own natural life
这个新生命也可以说是一个非受造的生命
and this new life is a not created life
所以 因此呢弟兄姊妹我们作为一个基督徒
and therefore brothers and sisters as a Christian
我们今天应当过着另外一种丰富的生活
we should be living in another abundant life
乃是过着里面的一种富足的生活
it is abundant inner life
也可以这样说基督徒里面生活的丰富应该是过于外面的丰富
in another words the abundance of our inner life should surpass the abundance that we enjoy outwardly
但是何等的可惜啊
but unfortunately
我们能看见有几个圣徒是里面的丰富是过于外面的丰富
How many saints do we see having the abundance in the, in, inwardly, surpassing what's outwardly?
许多时候好像我们人就是追逐于外面的事物。
It seems sometimes we're still pursuing after the outward things.
我们忽略了这个新的生命在我们的里面。
And we have forsaken the inner life that's within us.
以至于到了一个情形，我们里面的光景，人就是贫穷软弱。
To a point that our inner life is poor and weak.
好像外面的东西越来越多了。
It seems like we have more and more outwardly.
外面的经历越来越多。
We have more and more experiences.
但是里面却是十分的贫穷。
Yet our inner life is very poor.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个正常的光景。
Brothers and sisters, that is not a normal condition.
我们要晓得基督徒现在你里面拥有了一个新的生命
and we as Christians must know that we possess a new life
你应该在里面的生活过得非常的富足
that you should live a very abundant inward life
应当远胜于你外面的这些生活
surpassing the lifestyle that you live
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters
我们从圣经里面可以看见
and from the scriptures
有许多的圣徒们
we can see many saints
他们在主面前过得非常富足的生活
that they live an abundant life before the Lord
比方说我们讲到大卫。
For example, when we say, when we talk about David,
大卫是旧约中的一个人物。
David is a character in the Old Testament.
他还没有能享受在新约时代中间我们所得着这个新的生命。
He was not able to enjoy the new life that we receive today in the New Testament.
但是大卫在神面前的生活非常的丰富。
But the life that David led before the Lord was very much abundant.
所以当我们看大卫的历史的时候
So when we see his life history,
旧约圣经里面似乎他有两本历史书。
It seems like he has two autobiographies.
一本历史呢
And one,
那么就是撒母耳记。和列王或者是 历代志上所记载的他的故事。
It is recorded in the book of Samuel and the Kings and the Chronicles.
讲到他的家世如何。
And talk about his genealogies.
讲他幼年的生活。
Talk about his youth.
讲到以后神怎样的膏他。
Talk about how God anointed him.
那么他怎样受逼迫。
And how he was persecuted.
以后他怎样做了以色列家的王
and then how he became the king over Israel
然后做王之后他怎样在神面前侍奉神
and how he served God, served God
还有他家庭里面所发生许多的变故
and all the things that happened in his household
一直到最后那么他怎样的归主死在神的跟前
and lastly how he died before the presence of the Lord
这个故事弟兄姊妹，我们读的时候，我们都感觉到大卫的一生真是多彩多姿。
And as we read about his life stories, we feel it is very colorful life.
但是我们知道吗？大卫还有一个历史书。
But do you know that there's some other book about him?
那是旧约中间的诗篇。
And that is the Psalms.
这个诗篇呢，记载着大卫里面的故事。
And the Psalms recorded the stories taking place in his heart.
记载着他跟神之间所发生一些关系。
It records his relationship and the happenings between him and the Lord.
记载着他在神里面所有丰富的经历。
And it records the abundant experience he has before the Lord.
所以当你读诗篇的时候
So when you read Psalms,
你好像进入大卫这个生命的里面。
You read it as if you enter into the life of David.
他一样是非常的丰富。
That he was abundant in his inner life.
并且里面也是多彩多姿。
And very colorful.As well.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们一个基督徒应该有两个历史书
We should have two autobiographies
一个是外面
One is what seems outwardly And the other is our inner life
我们到了新约时代中
And when we come to the New Testament
当我们读到保罗的故事的时候
When we read about the story of Paul
我们只举保罗做例子
And we just use Paul as one example
你看使徒行传记载着他外面许多的活动
Acts recorded many of his outward activities
他怎样蒙召他怎样出来侍奉神
How he was called to serve God
他怎样为着福音为着神的国度在外面奔跑
How he pursued and he labored for the kingdom of God
他有四次的行程记载在使徒行传里面
And the four mission trips he had was recorded in the book of Acts
这些都是我们所知道的故事
All these are stories that we know very well
但是这些呢只不过是外面的故事
But all these but outwardly
当我们读保罗的书信的时候
Yet when we come to his epistles
弟兄姊妹我们窥探他内里的生活
And we get a glance of what's inside of his heart
我们看见那个是更丰富的一个生活
And we see that it's even far more abundant life
神在里面所给他的启示
The revelation that God has given him
他对于真理的那个认识和经历
The knowledge that he has towards truth and experience of it
透过这些书信
That through his epistles
让我们看见他里面的生活是多么的丰富
We had a glance of the abundanceof his inner life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒
that as a Christian,
我们不能光有外面肉身的生活
we cannot just live an outward life.
我们更重要的是要有里面属灵的生活
What's more important is the inner spiritual life.
这个生活
and this very life,
才是今天神所给我们真正要的生活
it is a life that God so desires.
外面的这一切都会归于无有
because all these other things will return to nothing.
唯独在里面所有的经历
But all the experience that you have inwardly
那个才是我们真正的产业
It is your true inheritance
所以弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters
我们蒙恩得救之后
After we're being saved
我们每个基督徒都应该注意里面生活的光景
Everyone should pay attention to the condition of our inner lives
到底我们里面富不富足呢
Are we abundant inwardly?
还是我们一直过着一个贫穷软弱的生活呢
Or do we continue to live in a life that is poor and weak?
在教会历史上
And throughout the history of the church,
我们看见许多圣徒们
we see so many saints,
他们在神跟前过着那个里面富足的生活
who lived an abundant inward life before the Lord.
有的人外面也许根本看不见他们有什么特别的记载。
And some whose life is not recorded especially.
但是他们里面的光景却是非常的丰富。
Yet their inner life is so abundant.
啊，我们常常提到的像 Lawrence 弟兄。
Such as Brother Lawrence.
啊，只不过是一个做厨师的人。
He was but a chef.
对一个做厨师的人来讲的话呢，他的生活可以说是不是我们所能想象的，是那么的富足的。
We cannot imagine his life to be very rich.
但是呢，在他内心的深处，在他里面和神之间的那个交通，那个经历却是非常的丰富。
Yet the fellowship, the inner fellowship experience he has with the Lord is far abundant.
他能够过着一种的生活，无论在什么样的情况里面，他灵里面都充满着喜乐。
He led a life of joy, no matter in what condition he was in.
他说他安静祷告的时候。
When he was praying in silence,
不然他在那里享受神同在的满足。
Even though he was enjoying the satisfaction coming from the living presence of God,
就在厨房里面忙乱的时候，
even though he was busy in the kitchen,
他里面一样享受富足的生活。
He was enjoying that abundant life.
他说对于他来讲，
and to him,
固定时间的祷告和这种平常生活里面的情形没有分别。
A prayer that's set at a set time and a prayer simultaneously, it is no difference.
你看一个做厨师的人，他的属灵的光景能达到这么一种的境界。
And that is the abundant life of a chef.
这就说明今天我们每个基督徒都可以的。
And if he can, we all can.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
我们必须认识里面生活的这个重要。
We must come to understand the importance of our inner lives.
在新约圣经里面，
in the New Testament,
我们可以说神是特别注重我们里面的光景。
We can say that God especially paying special attention to our inner condition.
我们主所说的许多的事情都是里面的事情。
And whatever Jesus talked about was pointing to our inner life.
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章告诉我们，
in John chapter 6, the Lord tells us,
他说我就是从天上降下来的粮。
He says, I'm the bread of life that came from heaven.
啊，吃足这个粮的人就永远不饿。
That those who eat of me will never go hungry.
我常常发现这种事情对于我们很多基督徒来讲只不过是一句话，一个道理而已。
And I realize to many of us, these are just doctrines or words.
弟兄姊妹，你灵里真正饱足吗？
Are you really satisfying your spirit?
你真正的尝过这个食物的美好吗？
Have you ever tasted the goodness of the Lord?
啊，今天我们有许多人呢，我们是美食主义者啊。
And today we enjoy many different food.
Gourmet food, 我们吃的
gourmet food.
所以呢，只要这里开了一家什么餐馆有什么好的，马上就去了。
So we will rush to a restaurant that's newly opened.
啊，我们追逐这个美好的食物。
We pursue after things that are good and beautiful.
我们要吃好东西。
We want to eat well.
啊，我跟你们讲过，我那个小儿子 Ben。
I spoke to you once before about Ben.
他很小的时候就懂得要吃好东西。
And when he was young, he knew what is good.
所以常常有时候，眼睛一张开就说，爸爸，我要吃好东西。
And then when he wakes up, opened his eyes, he said, Dad, I want to eat good stuff.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他实在是体恤我们。
But he's really gracious to us.
他在这个世界中预备了许多美好的食物。
That God has prepared so many wonderful food for us to enjoy.
也许我们吃到这些食物的时候，我们也很开心。
And yes, it makes our heart glad when we eat those food.
我们也很快乐。
And we're happy.
但是我们要问一件事情。
But we need to ask one thing.
你在里面，你有尝到天上食物的美味吗？
Have you ever tasted the goodness of a bread that comes from heaven?
你真正尝到属天粮食的那个美好吗？
Have you ever really tasted the goodness of it?
很多时候，我们里面好像从来没有经历过什么叫做天上来的粮。
And oftentimes we fail to experience the goodness of the bread that comes from heaven.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
And how pitiful that would be.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要在我们灵的深处，在我们的里面，天天享受那从天上来的粮的那个饱足。
Daily we need to experience the abundance, the satisfaction of the bread that comes from heaven.
这个是里面的，这不是外面的。
Because that is for our inward life.
到第七章主也说，
In chapter 7 of John,
他说，主说 信我的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河。
And the Lord says, whoever believes in me, within him shall flow a stream of living water.
我们也常常听见一些弟兄姊妹祷告说，主啊，从我腹中流出活水的江河。
We often hear people praying that, Lord, please allow this stream flow from me.
这个话祷告完了，也没看见什么河流。
And we pray, yet we see no streams.
这句话似乎对我们也变成了一个好听的道理。
And that seems to be a wonderful doctrine, pleasant to our ears.
你真正的经历过主的生命在里面像活水的光景涌流的情形吗？
Have you ever experienced that the life of God within you just like streams of living water?
圣经说这是活水的江河。
It is a stream of living water.
不是一点点的水。
It is not just a little creek.
那是非常的丰富，像长江大海一样这样的。
But it is a great river.
弟兄姊妹们
Friends, sisters,
主把这些话给我们
And when the Lord grants us his word
难道只是给我们一点点的所谓的好的感觉吗
Is it just to make us feel good?
这些都应该成我们生命中经历的一个实际
And all these words should become the realities in our lives
我感谢主、啊、
I really thank the Lord
在我很年轻的时候
When I was rather young
主也让我能够略略的经历一点点
I had a little taste of that goodness
我记得我二十岁出头的时候
When I was in my early 20s
有一次有个机会啊弟兄们让我们操练讲台所以我就上讲台去操练
An opportunity come for me to practice speaking
我曾经多次跟弟兄姊妹讲我的天性上面来讲是一个很害羞的人
And oftentimes I share with brothers and sisters that I'm shy in nature
尤其一站在许多人面前的时候呢哎呀有时候手足无措不知道该怎么办才好
And sometimes I just didn't know what to do with myself when I stand in public
但是在那一次之前
And prior to that very experience, God had allowed me to experience something.
开了我里面一点的眼睛。
That He opened my inner eyes.
那么我就从圣经中有一段话语，我就看见一点点小小的亮光。
And I had a little enlightenment from the Lord on a certain scripture.
那天呢，当我站在讲台上的时候。
So that day when I stood on the pulpit.
哎呀，我忽然有个感觉。
And all of a sudden I felt.
我就觉得这个好像，不是我所能控制的一种情形、啊、
And it feels that I was in a condition that a situation is far beyond my own control.
当我一开口的时候、啊、
When I open my mouth,
这个话呢不是从我的思想中一句一句出来的。
And the word did not just come from my mind.
它整个里面像涌出来的东西一样。
But it was like a stream that outflew from me.
那个涌出来的那个感觉啊，那天叫我在台上，我自己都感觉非常的稀奇。
And I myself was amazed by that experience.
一面讲一面感觉说，哎呦，这个话从哪里来的？这个话从哪里来的
？And I was hearing my own voice. I was speaking. I was wondering where those words come from.
那我就看见聚会里面的鸦雀无声，全场上都被震住了。
And then I see everyone was shocked and was in silence.
哇，我就这么一口气哗哗哗倒出去这样。
And it seems like I poured the whole bucket out.
倒了四十几分钟。
And I poured for 40 some minutes.
因为我们是操练讲台。
And because I was practicing on speaking.
因为弟兄们教给我一段什么话。
And because the elder brother had given me a passage to share.
哎呀，我就对他们讲，我说，哎呀，对不起，这个弟兄们教给我的话还没念。
So I said, well, the very passage that I was supposed to share, I have not begun yet.
所以我下面就开始呢，讲弟兄们教给我的那段话。
And so after that 40 some minutes, I began to share well, the passage that was signed to me.
结果糟糕了，一念这些话的时候呢，那就是非常的枯干，非常的死，一点生命也没有。
Yet when I began to do my assignment, it was just turned out to be very dry.
所以那一次主让我一点点的经历。
And so the Lord allowed me to experience a little bit.
什么叫做从你腹中流出活水的江河
？And what does it mean to have a stream of living water flow from you？
那个是生命的。
And because that is the river of life，
那个是从主来的。
That comes from God。
后面那一段是从人来的。
And the later passage was from man's assignment.
所以一直这么多年过来了。
So all these years have passed.
弟兄姊妹，我的印象非常深刻。
And that left a very big impression on me.
所以往后去在侍奉上，我常常祷告主啊，让那个河在流啊。
And so oftentimes I pray, Lord, please allow the stream to flow.
有的时候流，有时候还不流了。
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
啊，因为我的生命的属灵光景不够稳定。
Because my spiritual condition is not very stable.
但是至少主让我体会一点。
But at least the Lord allowed me to experience something.
一个基督徒。
That as a Christian.
当他在信心中仰望主的时候。
As he looked unto the Lord in faith.
确实会从他腹中流出活水的江河。
Truly a stream of living water shall flow from him.
这个是经历。
Because that is experience.
这个是实际。
That is reality.
这个不是一个道理。
It is not a doctrine.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当这个活水涌流的时候。
When this stream of living water flows.
那里面所有的干渴都没有了。
It will quench all the thirst.
是从活水井里面出来的供应。
And because that is supplied from me from coming from the living water.
我们有享受到这种活水在里面的供应吗？
Have we ever experienced the supply of the living water?
这是主给我们的。
And because the Lord has given that to us.
我们看见许多时候神的儿女们饥渴的不得了啊。
And sometimes we see the children of God being so thirsty and hungry.
到处寻找许多的东西来满足自己。
And oftentimes we pursue other things to satisfy the hunger.
但是很可惜，有很多的满足都是外面。
And pitifully, all these satisfaction are temporal.
没有真正达到里面的生命。
It is outwardly and it does not reach our inner life.
所以我们都有了外面很多的活动。
So we have so many outward activities.
我们里面人就是空洞的。
Yet there is empty inside.
这不是神要我们的生活。
That is not the life that God desires.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒里面的生活应该是个富足的生活。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the inner life of ours should be abundant.
所以在新约圣经里面，我们看见主说了很多的话。
Therefore, we see the Lord spoke on this many times.
这些话都是里面的经历。
In the New Testament, it is all experience.
我们看见到了使徒行传以后。
That after the Book of Acts.
使徒们的经历。
The experience of the disciples.
就进入主话所说的那个实际。
The apostles were being brought into the reality of the word of God.
告诉我们，神把一切丰盛都放在他儿子耶稣基督里面。
Apostle Paul tells us God has stored all his abundant riches in his son.
然后神让基督住在我们的里面。
And then allowing Christ to dwell within us.
那么这个意思就是说呢，主已经把所有一切的丰盛都已经带到你里面。
And that means that the Lord has brought all abundance to us.
所以我们看见在头一个世纪。
And therefore we see in the first century.
那帮跟随主的这帮人，他们过着邻里富足的生活。
Those who pursued and followed the Lord lived a very abundant inner life.
当他们讲到主的大爱的时候。
When they spoke of the great love of the Lord.
他们真是被主的爱所充满。
And they were so filled by that great love.
他们灵里面的深处感觉到这个爱所带给他们的这一切的供应。
And they felt the abundance, the supply of that abundance in this love.
我们都知道唯独在爱的生活里面，我们才能过一个正常的生活。
We know that we can only live a normal life when we live in love.
我们很多生活的不正常的，表示我们怎么样呢？不够活在这个爱的里面。
And our abnormal life tells us that we do not live in that love.
如果爱是丰富的
，if love is abundant，
你就不可能随便讲什么话。
It is impossible for us to speak according to our will and to be jealous of others.
你就不会去恨恶别人
，or to hate others.
Brothers and sisters,
those who experience the great love of the Lord in their spirit.
使徒保罗也能对当时腓立比的弟兄姊妹说，你们应当靠主喜乐，你们应当在主里面喜乐。
And Paul tells the church in Philippi, says that you should rejoice in the Lord.
我们真正经历什么叫做主在里面的喜乐吗？
Do you really experience the true joy that the Lord is in you?
我看我们许多时候的生活还是很在意那个外面的喜乐。
It seems like oftentimes we still pay attention to the joy that comes outwardly.
从来没有经历什么叫做在灵里生命中所带来的喜乐。
Seldom do we experience the true joy that comes from our spirit.
你看保罗经历这个喜乐，这个喜乐有何等样的能力
？And the joy that Paul experienced comes brings great power.
叫他在最困苦的环境的里面。
That in the most difficult circumstances.
仍旧在那里继续的往前。
He can still go forward.
并且表现主的善良。
And he exemplified the gentleness of the Lord.
表现主的度量。
The capacity, the measures of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个喜乐是在我们里面的。
And this joy is from within.
保罗也告诉我们说，我们可以敞着脸能够看见主的荣光。
And Paul says that we can see the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
可以过着一种 在光中的生活。
To live in a life, to live a life that's in the light.
保罗也告诉我们，在他的侍奉中，可以流露出那个馨香之气。
And Paul also tells us that in our service, we can outflow this aroma of Christ.
他们在里面过着与神同在的生活。
That they live a life that is in abiding with the Lord.
这些属灵的话。
All these spiritual teachings,
对我们来讲可能都是非常的熟悉的。
And to us, it may be very familiar.
但是你真正尝到了吗？
But have you ever really tasted it?
你真正经历到了吗？
Have you ever really experienced it?
这些真正成为我们生命的实际吗？
Are all these our reality?
弟兄姊妹，
Friends, sisters,
或者我们今天仍旧追逐的只不过是外面的很多事物呢？
Or are we still pursuing after outward things?
当我们讲到这些事物的时候，
When we talk about these things,
我们里面是空空洞洞的。
Our heart is so empty.
这些美好的话
And all these good words,
只不过成为一种的道理。
It is but doctrines to us.
我们看见在头一个世纪，
But we see in the first century,
主怎样说，使徒们就怎样生活。
How the disciple lived according to how Jesus spoke.
他们活在这个生命的实际的里面。
They lived in the very reality of that life.
主赐给他们的恩典跟我们的是一样的。
And the grace that was imparted to them is the same measure as is imparted to us.
我们已经活在新约的时代里面。
And today as we live in the New Testament period.
我们再说，弟兄姊妹，我们要注意我们里面属灵生活的光景是不是很富足。
We want to stress once again whether our inner life is abundant.
当然这个里面的生活它有一些的特性。
Of course there are certain characteristics of the abundance of inner life.
那么首先它是一种隐藏的性质。
First of all, it is hidden.
就是不是你外面看得见。
It is not something you can see outwardly.
但是在我们里面我们是很清楚知道。
Yet, we know it very well within ourselves.
那个今天呢因为时候没到所以主不要把它显明出来。
And because today the time has not yet come, the Lord is not revealing it yet.
那么同时我们 也要提醒。
And also we want to remind you.
有很多时候我们在教会的活动里面呢我们外面看起来好像是这个好像很忙碌。
It seems like we're very busy on the outward activities in church.
在人的跟前表现的好像还不错。
And we seem to be very diligent before man.
那么在你隐藏的生活人看不见的那一面。
Yet in your very hidden life that is hidden away from man.
你里面真是和主之间有紧密的连接吗？
Do you have that close connection with the Lord?
你生活的每一件事情都是跟主连在一起的吗？
Is everything connected to the Lord in your life?
在人看不见的地方，我们所过的是富足的生活吗？
In the places where it's hidden from man's eyes, do you live an abundant life?
所以这个生命首先是隐藏的。
And therefore, this life, first of all, is a hidden life.
但这个生命还有一个特性，它是联合的，它是与主联合的。
And it also has a characteristic of being connected to God.
它不是连与主之外任何其他的事物。
It is not connected to anything that's outside of God.
我们有很多的时候，
And oftentimes,
我们把我们属灵的生活呢寄望在外面很多的事物上面。
We have depended our spiritual life on many outward things.
有的基督徒他不一定很爱世界。
Some may not love the world too much.
但在属灵的生活上，他寄望在一个人身上，寄望在一种团体，寄望在某一种形式的情况里面。
Yet he had depended his spiritual life and condition on a certain an individual or a certain group.
但是我们必须看见我们的生命是连于主的自己。
But we must understand that our very life is connected to the life of God.
是在这种联合的生活里面，我们过里面的生活。
It is in this union that we live an inner life.
另外一面，
and another
word, 这个是属灵的。
And it is a spiritual life.
因为圣灵今天住在我们灵的深处。
Because the Holy Spirit now dwells in the depth of our spirit.
圣灵在里面深处引导我们。
And he guides us in the depths of our spirits.
我们属灵的生活不能离开圣灵。
And our spiritual life cannot be apart from the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵把神、父神、子神的同在带到我们里面。
It is Holy Spirit that brought the presence of God, the Father, and the Son to us.
所以这个生活的性质是属灵的。
Therefore, the nature of this life is spiritual.
当然它跟属魂的跟属体的是有个分别的。
Of course, it has a certain distinction from the life of an emotion.
那么同时这个生活呢 是绝对是主观的。
And this life is very subjective.
不是一种道理。
It is not a doctrine.
是一种的经历。
But experience.
基督徒应当在里面对神有经历。
And as a Christian, we must have experience with the Lord.
我们有客观的真理，但是也有主观的经历。
We must have objective truth as well as subjective reality.
所以我们要知道这个里面的生活是有它的一定的特性。
And that these are the characteristics of inner life that we must know.
那么也许有人问说，那么好，我们要如何来追求这个里面生活的富足呢？
So some may ask, how do we pursue after such inner abundant life?
当然第一件重要的事情，
of course, first of all,
你必须得到这个新生命。
You must have that new life.
你必须是一个重生得救的基督徒。
You must be a Christian who's been born again.
如果你没有这个生命，
if you do not have this life,
你根本谈不上里面的生活。
Then there's no such thing as inward life.
所以如果在座还有没有信主的朋友们，你要快快接受主。
So those who are among us who is not a believer yet, you must receive the Lord.
我们这已经相信主的人，
and those who believe in the Lord,
我们要知道因着圣灵的重生我们有这个生命。
We must know that we have this life because we've been born again.
这是最重要的一个基本的要求。
That is a very, that's the fundamentals.
然后如何，我们如何来追求呢？
And then on top of that, how do we pursue?
第一个重要的事情就是要明白圣经。
First important thing is to understand the Bible.
在属灵的经历上，
In our spiritual experiences,
知道是重要的第一步。
And to know is the first important step.
假设你根本都不知道，
If you don't even know it,
你怎么追求呢？
How do you pursue after it?
神把圣经给我们了。
Therefore the Lord given us the Bible.
这本圣经啊，我们也可以说它是里面生活的说明书。
And this Bible is the manual for our inner life.
我自己有一个很不好的习惯。
I have a rather bad habit.
我常常有时候买了一个东西回来啊。
And sometimes after I made a purchase of something.
我一看呢，跟着这个东西呢，那么厚一本说明书。
And I see attached to it there is this big and thick manual.
所以我常常都不喜欢看说明书。
And I do not like to read the manual.
然后呢，我就自己在那里摸啊弄的。
So I just try to do whatever or assemble it myself.
我想今天呢，这个我们生活中最多最平常的东西恐怕就是电脑。
And perhaps computer being one of them, that's most common.
它里面有很多的功能的。
And it has a lot of functions.
如果你不仔细读那些说明书啊，
if you do not read the manual,
你也不晓得怎么样来运用这些东西。
You would not know how to use those functions.
哎呀，我就是很懒得读说明书。
And I'm very lazy in reading the manuals.
所以呢，我就自己去摸。
So sometimes I would just try out myself.
有时候摸得不大清楚，就问一个人，就教我一点，然后就弄一点。
So and or if I don't know it, I will ask somebody specifically.
所以直到今天呢。
And so to this day,
我拿到的电脑我只能用几个最简单的这个功用。
So I can only use some very basic function that the computer provides.
哇，我看见有些人呢，他们这个真是熟悉电脑，这个电脑啊，怎么弄那么弄啊。
And I can see some people are very skillful with their computers.
所以我有时候没办法，我只好求教我的太太，求教我的儿子。
And sometimes I would then I have to ask my wife and my sons how to use it.
哎，有时候看到他打我，哎，你慢一点，慢一点，他打得很快啊。
And I have to ask them to kind of slow down when they show me.
所以呢，很多时候呢，因为我不看这个说明书。
You know, oftentimes it's really because I don't like to read the instruction manual.
所以我很能运用这个机器，这副很有用的机器的，我只能运用它其中一点点的。
So such useful thing to me, I can only use but a few functions.
当然，今天你不懂电脑也其实还是可以生活，对吧？
But well, actually, you can live without a computer.
但是你如果要过富足的属灵生活，
but if you want to live an abundant spiritual life,
过里面的生活，
and an inner life,
你必须熟悉圣经。
You must be familiar with the Bible.
你不能偷懒的。
You cannot be lazy.
哎呀，圣经真难读啊。
I said, well, the Bible is so hard to read.
丢在一边。
So you just lay it aside. 所以你知道
今天有很多基督徒懒惰。
So today many Christians are lazy.
所以他们追求简单的那种外面的生活。
They pursue after some simple stuff.
只要唱诗歌，只要这个快乐，就够了。
And just sing songs and hymns and be happy, and that's good enough.
结果呢，你所过的是一个肤浅的生活。
So you live but a life that's on the surface.
圣经是属灵里面生活的一个说明。
And yet this Bible is the instruction manual for our inner life.
你越多的知道，
the more you know about it,
你会越渴慕，
The more you would desire after it.
你越熟练圣经的话语。
The more you familiarize yourself with it.
你越知道如何运用圣经的话语。
The more you know how to utilize those words.
你里面的生活就会变得越来越丰富。
Then your inner life will become more and more abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
不要偷懒。
Do not be lazy.
要好好的读圣经。
Read the Bible.
用功的读圣经。
Read it diligently.
最好能熟练主的话语。
And the best is to be very familiarized with yourself.
如果你要更多进入主的丰富。
If you want to enter into more abundance of the Lord.
你必须要进入主的话语。
You must enter into His Word first.
我们很多基督徒常常读圣经就是这样的一个态度啊。
And sometimes we read the Bible in such
attitude. 比方说我们举到以弗所书这卷书。
For example, if we talk about Ephesians.
那么以弗所书是多么的丰富呢，对不对？
And how abundant is the book of Ephesians?
啊，我们前面这些话重要的话呢？我们就简单单单忽忽略略就过去了。
But all these important words in the beginning chapters, we skip over it.
啊，后面讲到生活了，哎，这些跟我们有关了，所以我们就比较注意。
And later on, we'll pay attention to later chapters which focus on lives.
如何做夫妻啊，如何教养儿女啊，如何在世界上做事情呢？哎，这些呢，我们倒有兴趣。
On practical things such as how to be a husband or wife, an employer or employee.
到今天在基督教的讲台里面
Now today on the Christian pulpits
以弗所书前一半关于神永远旨意的这些东西很少人讲
And very few mention about the eternal purpose of God which is mentioned in the first half of Ephesians
后面一半的人呢大家就讲的比较多
And more pay attention to the later half of the book
弟兄姊妹这是可惜的一件事情
And that is very unfortunate
因为神的话语
Because the word of God,
每一句话都是经历的言语。
Every single word is precise.
我们越多熟悉神的话语。
And the more we are familiarized with the word of God,
我们越多知道从主所领受的恩典有多少。
The more we'll be able to receive grace from the Lord.
越多知道在属灵的生活中间应当怎样追求。
And the more we know how to pursue in our spiritual lives.
那么第二个点。
Secondly,
要接受圣灵的引导。
To receive and to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们都很清楚圣灵呢是引我们进入实际的灵。
And we all know that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that guides us into all truth.
如果你光读圣经
If you just read the Bible,
没有接受圣灵的引导
And without following the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
你不可能达到那个实际。
You cannot reach that reality.
圣灵被称作真理的圣灵。
And because the Holy Spirit is being called the Spirit of truth.
所以我们要一再的提醒每个基督徒跟随圣灵要跟随得非常的紧。
So therefore, each one of us must follow the Holy Spirit closely.
你不相信，你今天从这个时刻开始，如果你开始里面开始紧紧的跟随圣灵，这下半天你就会有丰富的经历。
And if you don't believe it, you try it for the rest of the day. You follow the closely the Holy Spirit in your heart. You experience abundance for the remaining of the day.
我们不必寄望很多大事情发生。
You don't need to expect or hope for some great things to happen.
你只要活在圣灵的引导里面。
As long as you live within that guidance of the Holy Spirit.
生活中最小的事情上面都会给你带来丰富的经历。
And you experience abundance even in the smallest matter in life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们太忽略了。
Brothers and sisters, we oftentimes overlook.
太忽略属灵的生活。
We overlook all these spiritual matters.
啊，所以这也是一个重要的一个点。
And that was an important point.
那么第三个点呢
？Thirdly,
你生活中一定要以主为中心。
You must have the Lord as the center of your life.
意思说，你不要以物质亲情的关系为中心。
And not to have the material goods or other relationships as the center.
在属灵的事情上也是一样。
And it is so in the spiritual matters.
我们不能以工作、以道理或者这些外面一些的经历为中心。
You cannot use ministries or doctrines as the center.
你必须把主耶稣基督放在你生活的最中心的地位上。
You must place Jesus Christ as the center, the focal point of your life.
绝对不是任何的事物所能代替的。
It is irreplaceable by any other things.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们今天很多基督徒来讲，都成了一个蛮严厉的一个考验。
And that become a very severe testing for most of us.
因为我们很多时候很容易碰到一些人事物的时候呢。好像主那个中心的地位就被其他东西取代。
And oftentimes it seems like the place of the Lord in our hearts being replaced by other things.
我每次读到路加福音第十五章啊。
Every time I read about Luke chapter 15.
我的注意力不光是放在那个小儿子身上。
My focus is not just on the son.
我更多觉得的是那个大儿子、啊、是非常的可怜。
I pay more attention to the elder son, who to me seems more pitiful.
这个小儿子呢，他把他爸爸的资产拿到外面去浪荡，他至少他享受了一点。
And the prodigal son has brought all his inheritance and wasted all, and yet he did enjoy some.
虽然是浪费。
Even though he wasted it.
但是至少他吃到了，他享受到了一点。
At least he enjoyed it.
这个大儿子是多么的可怜呢、啊、
？But how pitiful it is his elder son.
你看。当他的弟弟回来的时候
And when this prodigal son returned
圣经怎么记载这个大儿子
And how did the Bible record the son
十五章二十八节那里说
Chapter 15 verse 28 says
大儿子却生气不肯进去他父亲就出来劝他他对父亲说什么我服侍你这多年从来没有违背过你的命你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐
He said, well, the older brother became very angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I can celebrate with my friends.
这里讲到基督徒啊，中间的两种人呢。
And this distinguishes and separates two kinds of Christians.
有些基督徒真是很爱世界。
Some really love the world.
真像那个浪子一样，整天在我们浪荡。
And just like the prodigal son who wanders outside.
浪费父亲的资产。
And wasted all the resource of the father.
反正父亲富有，就尽量用。
Well, he would use all he could since the father is rich.
到一个地步啊，没有源头了，就变得贫穷。
And to a point that he would exhaust all and become poor.
但是这个大儿子更可怜。
Yet this older son was more pitiful.
在家里面规规矩矩的。
And he was very obedient in the home.
也听父亲的话。
And who obeyed the father.
服侍得很辛苦。
And served the father.
这么多年来啊。
All these years,
他连一只小小的羊羔都没有享受到。
He never enjoyed even one little goat.
你看今天很多人侍奉主就是这样啊。
You know how many people serve the Lord this way? They labor so much.
连一点享受都没有。
Yet they do not enjoy their spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神要我们的服侍。
Brother and sister, that is not the kind of service God desires. Nor the life that He desires.
我们的生活永远是里面有供应的。
And because our lives should be always abundant inwardly.
去供应我们里面多少。
And how much he supplies us.
我们外面的服侍就有多少。
Then we can outflow much.
我们的侍奉永远不会超过我们对主的经历。
Our service should never surpass our experience of the Lord.
所以我们要以基督为中心。
So we must have Christ as our center.
多注视他，思想他。
To gaze upon him and to consider him.
让基督成为我们里面的享受。
And to allow him to become our satisfaction and enjoyment.Fourthly,
就是要多多的运用信心
and to utilize or exercise our faith.
就是我们绝对相信神所说的一句话。
We believe absolutely in the word of God.
所以你每次读圣经的时候啊
So every time when you read the Bible,
你心里面有个感谢，你说主啊，感谢你，这是给我的。
And you will thank the Lord, Lord, I thank you, these words are for me.
这已经是你要给我的。
And this is the word that you have for me.
有的时候你读到，哎呀，神给大卫这么多的丰富。
And sometimes if you read about the abundance and the blessing that God has given to David,
这也是给我的。
And you will say, Lord, that's for me as well.
我们真正应该像 Fanny Crosby 姊妹所写的诗歌一样
We should be like the song that Fanny Crosby wrote
有福的确据基督属我
And blessed assurance that Jesus is mine
我们每一次读运用信心
The more we read it, the more faith we have
我们神啊感谢你
Every time we read it, as we exercise our faith
这一切都是你给我们的
We thank you that all these are given to me
所以雅各劝我们
So in Song of Songs,
James
The book of James encourages us.
他劝我们，基督徒要在信心上富足。
That we need to be rich in our faith.
我们要追求一个信心富足的生活。
We need to pursue after faith that is rich.
让主的话中间所有一切的应许都在我们的生命中间成为实际的经历。
So all the promises of the Lord becomes a reality in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters,
我们要追求这样的生活
That is the life that we need to pursue after
就像你今天追求你做人的生活一样
Just like today you pursue after a life being a man
我们巴望在我们灵的深处能享受到这些丰富
Then it is our deep desire that we can enjoy such abundance
那么像这样一种过在灵里面富足的生活的人
And those who live in abundant in their life
他的生活中会有一些现象会出来的
And he will have certain manifestations
这很重要
That is very important
这个不是我们光是讲一些道理你就是这个的，你要看你看你生活中会有一些情况的表现。
It is not just about what you say, but your outward manifestations of the
inward. 当你里面的光景富足的时候呢
？When you are abundant inwardly.
你从现在开始，你就不太在依靠这些外面的事物。
You are no longer depending on outward things.
感谢主，圣经给我们一个很重要的一个原则。
And we thank the Lord that the Bible is giving us a very important principle.
就今天我们活在这个世界中啊。
That today as we live in this world.
一切外面的这些事物啊。
All these outward things.
也是从神来的。
Comes from God as well.
就说呢，你可以用，但是不要依靠。
You can use them, but don't depend on them.
更不要去爱慕。
And let alone love them.
我们的难处是什么呢？
You know what is our difficulty?
我们不仅用，我们依靠这些东西。
Not only we use these outward things, we depend on them.
我们不仅依靠这些东西，我们爱慕这些东西。
And even more so, we love them.
所以如果主今天给你丰富，
So if the Lord bless you abundantly,
那尽可以用，没有问题。
Use it.
这个不是犯罪啊。
And because that is not a sin.
但是什么时候你依赖这些东西过于依赖神呢？
But whenever you put your depends on these things more than God,
你爱这些东西比爱主更多了，那就不对了。
And you love things more than God, then that is not right.
所以这是神给我们的恩典。
And that is the grace that God has given to us.
所以当一个人里面富足的时候呢？
So when a person is abundant inwardly,
他就会逐渐脱离外面对许多事物的依赖。
And gradually he will separate himself from his dependence on the outward things.
我们知道这个外面的生活它也有它的特性。
And we know that these outward lives has its manifestations.
这个外面的生活多半是靠感官的东西。
And it depends so much on your senses.
它是一种魂的满足，也是一种体的满足。
It is a satisfaction of both the emotion as well as the physical.
但是我们晓得这是短暂的东西。
But we know these are temporal.
你知道今天很多人呢，把这个东西引到了属灵的事情上。
You know that many has introduced these things into the spiritual matters.
所以很多时候就把神的儿女们误导到一些错误的路上去。
They have misguided the children of God on the wrong path.
结果我们在属灵的敬拜侍奉上面呢，我们很多数是注意外面的感官的东西去了。
So oftentimes we pay attention to what's outwardly, to our senses in our worship, in our services.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个错误。
And brothers and sisters, that is a mistake.
我们所要的是里面深处的满足。
What we desire is the deep satisfaction from within.
所以你会看见有很多时候，外面虽然有时候一时带来的情况，但是很快就消失了。
So whatever you see outwardly, it is just temporal.
只有那个灵里深处的满足。弟兄姊妹们，这个满足呢，在你里面成为丰富。
Only the deep satisfaction comes within will become abundant.
它不是一时就过去。
It does not pass away.
啊，所以要追求里面的富足。
So to pursue after the inward abundance.
只有这个里面的富足。
Only the inner abundance.
才是真实的。
It is true abundance.
并且是稳固的，是不易改变的。
And it is sure and stable.
你追求外面的生活，我想我们都有这样的经历啊。
And we all experience it when we pursue after outward things.
无论你得到多少，到最后都是很空虚的。
No matter how much you have, it all become empty.
如果在属灵的经历上也是这样，你这样追求这些东西，到最后也是空虚的。
And if you pursue spiritual matter in such a matter, then it will all become vain at the end.
请你们原谅我，我讲有一个姊妹啊。
And please forgive me to give an example about a sister.
她是得到很多人敬重的一个姊妹。
She was respected by all.
她在属灵的经历上面来讲，我们感觉都是非常的丰富。
And she has abundant spiritual experiences.
因为我跟她很熟啊。
Because I was very close to her.
啊，所以很多基督徒都羡慕她。
So many Christians desire to be like her.
像她这样的基督徒呢，恐怕不应该有空虚，也不会什么无聊的，对不对？
And some say, well, she will never experience boredom because the way she is.
那么有一次我们两个在散步的时候，
But once when we were just taking a walk,
哎呀，她居然跟我讲到她里面的这种的不满足。
And then all of a sudden she shared with me the dissatisfaction within her.
我那天心里面很震惊。
And I was shocked.
弟兄姊妹们，
Friends, sisters,
从那天我领会一件事情。
From that day on, I understood one thing.
除了主耶稣基督的自己，
That apart from Jesus Christ himself,
没有任何的东西能给你带来长远的满足。
There's not one thing or one person can bring you everlasting satisfaction.
不管那是什么经历。
No matter what experience that is.
不管那个经历是多么的美妙。
No matter how wonderful that experience could be.
弟兄姊妹，我们要追求是里面的这种的富足。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to pursue after the abundance that's the inward life.
并且你会看见，当一个人追逐外面的生活的时候
，and what's more, when you see someone who's pursuing after the outward things,
那个需要不断的改变，不断的有变化。
They need ever changing things.
那种的现象就充分的说明什么？这个里面的光景不够富足。
And that speaks of the poverty that's within.
你知道年轻人最追逐这些东西了。
You know, young people are especially so.
啊。一首歌唱了几遍、啊、就觉得不新鲜来换、啊、
They're bored with the song that's been sang a few times、
啊、就像今天孩子们玩玩具一样这个玩具玩两天就丢了换哇这个父母就不断地买新玩具对不对
Just like children today just so bored with the toy that's played a few times and the parents have to supply them with new toys over and over
叫我们感觉很遗憾的在今天所谓教会的生活中也有这种现象。
And what's more regretful is that these phenomena exist in our church life.
所以我常常感觉当我灵里面饱足的时候
And sometimes I feel if I'm really satisfied inwardly.
那一首诗歌即使我唱了千遍弟兄姊妹们仍旧叫我灵里面觉得满足。
That this song, even though I've been singing for a thousand times, I can still be satisfied by it.
有一些道理我听过了无数遍。
And some doctrines I've heard and some teachings I've heard for many times.
但是这些道理进到我里面仍旧是一个供应和满足。
Yet these teachings continue to be a supply to me.
所以一个真正灵里面满足的人他不需要追逐于外面这些变化。
So those who are truly satisfied inwardly do not need to pursue after all these outward things.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
How important that is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天的难处是外面的空虚加上里面的空虚哎呀就到处追逐。
You know that our difficulty is the emptiness outwardly plus the emptiness inside. So we pursue ever after everything.
结果得住的越多，里面越空虚。
And the more we gain, the more empty we become.
所以愿主提醒我们。
May the Lord remind us.
回到灵的深处。
To come to the depth of our spirits.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要灵里面的满足。
Brothers and sisters, we need that satisfaction within our spirit.
并且这种灵里面，这种里面生活的满足啊。
And the satisfaction from the inner life.
是没有任何的环境可以限制你的。
It is not limited by any circumstances.
所以有的人做事就讲说，有了主，我不需要别的原因，我也能快乐。
So a hymn says, as long as I have the Lord, I don't need any other thing. I can be rejoicing.
我们是这样的生活吗？
Is that our lives?
我们盼望主带领我们能够明白这些。
It is our desire that the Lord will cause us to understand this.
当你里面满足的时候
that when you're satisfied,
任何外面的环境也不能限制你。
No circumstances can limit you.
甚至当你的外面的生活受到限制的时候
even though you're limited outwardly,
你里面人就是满足的。
Yet inwardly you are satisfied.
啊，这是多么的好呢。
And how wonderful that is.
有的时候这个限制越多，里面越丰富。
Sometimes you have exuberant more abundance when there is more limited.
你看保罗的生命就是这样。
And that is the life of Paul.
当神在外面给他限制的时候
，when he experienced limitation and circumstances,
他的里面就越来越丰富了。
And the more abundance he experienced.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters,
我们要过里面富足的生活。
We need to live an abundant inner life.
那么这才是真正的满足的生活。
Because that is a true satisfying life.
这样的生活
And this kind of life
叫我们能胜过世界。
Can cause us to overcome the world.
我们晓得今天世界的都是用外面的东西吸引人的，对不对？
You know the world nowadays is using all these outward things to attract us.
并且我们看见这个吸引力越来越大。
And we see the attractions are getting greater and greater.
啊好像没有几个人能在世界的这种引诱的地方底下能够站立得稳的。
It seems very few can withstand that kind of temptation.
但是基督徒里面富足的生活让我们能胜过外面世界的这些试探和引诱。
Yet the true abundance of the inward life of a Christian can truly overcome those outside.
我们常常也彼此鼓励说基督徒最好过简单的生活对吧
And oftentimes we encourage one another as Christian to live a simple life
结果呢我们外面的生活是越过越不简单
Yet we seem to go the other way、
啊、心里面想的但是外面也做不到对不对
We desire so yet we're not able to do it
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
当你里面的生活开始富足起来的时候
When your inner life becomes abundant、
哎你外面的生活自然就变得简单了。
And your outward life will seem more and more simple.
啊， 这是多么宝贵的一件事情呢？
How precious that is.
这种的生活是自然的。
Because that is a very natural life.
是非常的，这个不需要用勉强的。
It is not forceful.
也不需要你用意志力来克服的。
It is not something that you need to use your will so much.
我们晓得在宗教上面，很多人也追求所谓简单的生活。
You know that in the religious world, many pursued after a simple life.
那么他们是运用人的意志。
And what they're doing is utilizing the mind and the will of man.
他们要运用有克制的方法。
And to use self-control.
所以这个世界上有所谓的这些寺院，有这些修道院。
And so all these monasteries, you see.
因为他们需要把自己关起来。
Because they need to lock themselves up.
外面的事情通通不接触。
To be separate from all outward things.
在这里修行。
And so they would be alone in that monastery.
我们晓得很多时候修行的结果是什么呢？
But what is the result of all these?
你也没办法达到你自己的理想。
You can never reach your own expectations.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
对基督徒来讲，
and to a Christian,
过简单的生活。
To live a simple life,
是因为里面的富足。
It is because of the abundance within.
你看见很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，他们越过越跟主之间的交通甜美。
And you see many who love the Lord, the more closer and the intimate they are with the Lord.
外面的生活就变得越来越简单。
The more abundant they are, and their outward life become more and more simple.
他们根本不追逐所谓这些外面物质的生活。
They pursue not after those outward things.
这个不是教导来的。
It does not come from any teaching.
这个不是用外面的力气能做得到的。
It does not come from any strength of your own.
今天有许多基督徒，我们觉得世界上很多人就不对，所以我们克制自己，压制自己，不要去碰这些东西。
And today many Christians control ourselves not to touch many things of the world.
但是没有用的。
But it's useless.
就好像那个和尚一样的。
And just like the monk.
这个肉不能吃的。
They cannot eat meat.
但是呢，他们会把那些素食做成像肉的样子。
But they would make a vegetarian dish that tastes like meat.
可见里面的欲望还在，对不对？
So you can tell the lust is still within.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天不能过这样的一种生活。
And brothers and sisters, that is not the life we pursue after.
我们知道克制的生活是很痛苦的生活。
Because that is very painful.
没有几个人能够达到这样的一种情形。
Only a very few can attain such standard.
所以主给我们的带领。
Therefore, the leading of the Lord.
那是里面生活的丰富。
It is the abundance of the inward life.
当你里面富足了，
that when you're abundant,
你自然对外面这些事物所谓的欲望就减低了。
And your desire towards outward things will decrease.
你的生活就变得简单了。
And your life becomes simpler.
那你的生活就更多充满安息，充满喜乐。
Then your life will be more peaceful and full of love and joy.
我们看见今天呢，很多人的生活不快乐啊。
You see that not very many people are happy today.
没有安息啊。
And there's no rest.
因为外面东西太多了。
Because they have so much outwardly.
我们疲于奔命呢。
And we just pursue after all these things.
今天这个，明天那个。
And after this, and after that.
又有很多的压力。
And there's so much pressure.
弟兄姊妹们，结果我们整个基督徒的生活都被压垮下来。
And so that puts so much pressure on our life as a Christian.
所以主提醒我们。
And the Lord reminded us.
我们要追求里面的富足。
We need to pursue after the abundance inwardly.
当你里面丰富的时候。
When you're abundant inwardly.
弟兄姊妹就感觉你是一个得释放的人。
Then you become a person who has overcome. You're free.
你才是个真正的自由人。
You are a true free man.
所以我们求主救我们脱离所谓许多很多宗教的行为。
So may the Lord rescue us from many spiritual, religious activities.
但愿更多的弟兄姊妹在灵里面过富足的生活。
And yet live a life that is rich and abundant inwardly.
那么这种富足的生活呢？
And this kind of abundance.
也是真正结果子的生活。
It is a life that bears much fruit.
因为我们连于主的自己。
And because we're connected to the Lord himself.
他是葡萄树。
And he's the vine.
我们是枝子。
We're the branches.
你这个联系自然叫你多结果。
And this connection will cause you to bear fruit naturally.
大家都晓得戴德森的故事。
And you all know about Hudson Taylor.
戴德森在他工作做到最高峰，做到很兴旺的时候。
And when his ministry reached its peak.
忽然他感觉灵里面深处的一个空虚。
All of a sudden he felt this emptiness, this void in his spirit.
他就很焦虑。
And he was worried.
他坐立不安。
He was anxious.
那么外面的工作还是蓬勃的在那里发展。
It seems that the outward ministry continued to grow.
那个内地会在中国的福音越传越广。
The inland mission gained more and more ground in China.
工作非常的庞大，同工非常的多。
And more and more co-workers joined them.
但是他里面越来越空虚。
And yet in his heart, he's more and more empty.
空虚到一个地步，他简直受不了。 了了。
And to a point he could not bear it no longer.
他几乎活不下去了。
He could not live.
他几乎想放弃所有一切。
He wanted to give up all.
就在这个时候，他的同工一个非常爱主的弟兄写了封信给他。
And at that moment, the brother who loved the Lord, who also he was his co-worker, wrote a letter to him.
那封信里面提到葡萄树与枝子之间的关系。
And that in that letter he mentioned about the relationship of the vine and the branches.
在他觉得正是最窘迫的时候。
When he was feeling so poor.
这封信带来亮光。
And this letter brought words of enlightenment.
忽然之间他的眼睛开了。
All of a sudden his inner eyes was opened.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
他就知道基督徒的侍奉不是光是外面的活动。
He knew that the service of Christian is not our activities.
必须回到里面。
He must return to the inside.
要住在主的里面。
And to the Lord.
要与主相连。
And to be connected to the Lord.
从那天开始起。
And from that day on. Our brother was set free.
弟兄姊妹们，假使没有这一个经历。
You know, without that experience.
戴德森所拥有的只不过是一个外面工作的一些情形。
What Hudson Taylor had was just the outward ministry.
我有时候读很多弟兄一些人的传记。
Oftentimes I read some biographies.
啊，有的传记你看见他忙碌的不得了，全世界到处跑啊。
And some biographies recorded people who are so busy all over the world.
没有多少真正里面的经历。
He doesn't have much inward experiences.
名望非常大。
His reputation is great.
但是你会感觉这个人里面呢很贫穷。
Yet this person is so poor inside.
有的基督徒呢，他也许外面没有这么多的活动。
Some perhaps not having such outward ministry.
但是这个灵里面的光景非常的富足。
Yet he is so abundant and rich in the world.
所以你读这些人的传记的时候，你就得到非常大的供应。
So as you read their biographies, you will be greatly supplied.
他们才是真正结果子的人。
They are those who truly bear fruit.
是生命的果实从他们身上长出来的。
It is the fruit of life that came out of them.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, friends,
我们要过着这个多结果子的生活，你必须要。里面生命是富足的。
If you desire a life that bears much fruit, you must be rich and abundant inwardly.
并且在旧约时代中啊。
And you see in the Old Testament.
神举了一个一些生犹太人生活的例子，也给我们说明另外一件事情。
And God also gave an example from the daily life of Israelites.
就当有些犹太人他们贫穷的时候，他们没有办法，他们就把他们的产业就卖给别人。
And some Israelites, when they're so poor to a point, they would sell all their possessions and inheritance to others.
甚至他们把自己也卖给别人做奴隶。
They even sold themselves as slaves to others.
因为这些在属灵的市场都有意义的。
Brothers and sisters, all these have spiritual meaning.
当我们一个基督徒软弱的时候，也是同样情形。
And that is the same condition we are.
我就把神的产业都卖掉了。
We sold all God's inheritance.
甚至我们自己呢，也被捆绑住了。
We even are bound to ourselves.
但是神永远是恩典的神。
Yet God is God of grace.
神就给他们立了一个规矩。
So God set a rule for them.
就到了喜年的时候。
That when the year of jubilee comes.
那么这一切都可以给我们，还给我们。
You will be free. All these will be returned to you.
但是有的人呢，在喜年之前呢。
And some right before the year of jubilee.
圣经说他们就渐渐的富足起来了。
And gradually they become rich.
他们就可以把他们的地怎么样赎回。
They could regain their lands back.
他们也可以把自己赎回。
And they also redeemed themselves.
所以这个里面生活的富足。
And therefore the abundance of rich within.
叫我们能够赎回很多所失去的产业。
Cause us to redeem all that's lost.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
基督徒要追求这个里面生活的富足是非常重要的。
Therefore, for us to pursue the inward abundance is very important.
求主在这些日子把我们放在他自己的光底下。
May the Lord place us in His light these days.
我们要看一看到底我们里面的生活富足不富足。
So we can examine whether where our inward life is abundant.
如果我们外面过着富足的生活，里面人就过着贫穷的生活。
If we live so richly outwardly yet so poorly inside.
我们要求主给我们力量，要重新起来好好的追求。
We need to ask the Lord to strengthen us again, that we will rise up and pursue after Him once again.
我们再说。
Once again, I want to
stress. 当你蒙恩得救的时候。
When you're saved.
主已经给了你一个新的生命。
God has given you a new life.
这个新生命。
And this new life.
是远超过我们今天肉身所有的生命。
It surpasses far this flesh life you have.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要在这个生命的里面。享受神的恩典。
We must enjoy the grace of the Lord in this life.
让我们来追求里面生命的富足。
And to pursue after the abundance and richness of the inner life.
我们最后也来唱一首诗歌，好不好？
Let's sing another hymn.
246首。
Hymn number 246.
246首。
246。
这里第二节和第四节啊，都讲到这个生命丰盛的光景。
Stanza 2 and 4 speaks of the richness of the inward life.
我们就唱第一、第二、第四，好吧？
Let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
我满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving to you.
你把一个新的生命已经赐给了我们。
Because you have given us a new life.
这个是更丰盛的生命。
And that is an abundant life.
我们基督徒在这个生命中可以过富足的生活。
And in this life, we can live a life of richness.
主啊，许多时候因为我们不知道的缘故。
Lord, oftentimes because we don't know.
我们忽略了你的恩典。
So we have overlooked your grace.
今天早晨你再次提醒我们。
And this morning you reminded us again.
人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。
That the life of man does not depend on the possessions.
乃是在乎在神面前的富足。
But the richness in the Lord.
我们求你让我们在你的跟前过富足的生活。
We ask that you help us to live a life of abundance before you.
因为里面的富足。
Because the inward abundance.
让我们胜过这个世界。
We can overcome the world.
胜过世界一切的试探和引诱。
Overcome all its temptations.
因为里面的富足
and because of the inward abundance,
让我们能过简单的生活
we can live a simple life,
让我们在你面前过安息的生活
and we can live a life of rest and peace
过邻里平静的生活
to live a life of peace in the spirit
过邻里充满喜乐的生活
to live a life of a joy in the spirit
主我们知道今天在地上
Lord we know that today in this world
我们最大的盼望就是等候你回来
our greatest hope is looking forward for your coming
我们知道唯有这样的生活
I know that only this kind of life can cause us to live with strong, more strong. That will not be put to shame when you come back.
我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是我们的恩主
And because you truly are Lord of grace.
你把一切的好处都给了我们
You have given us all good things.
主啊，但愿在你的跟前
Lord, before your presence.
我们因为邻里的富足
And because the abundance we have.
所以常常那个欢喜跳跃在你的跟前
We can rejoice before you.
主啊，愿每一个蒙恩得救的人
That all who are saved.
都从你得着丰盛
Will receive that abundance from you.
你是我们邻里深处的粮食
Because you are the food of our spirit
也是深处活水的泉源
And it's a stream of living water within
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
愿你的教会在地上脱离老底家的光景
May your church leave the condition of the Laodicea
叫我们不瞎眼只看见外面的东西
That we will not be blinded just to look at things outwardly
主让我们能看见今天我们里面的富足在哪里
And, but to see the inward abundance
吸引我们
to draw us near
激励我们
encourage us Lord
让我们一同来追求
that we pursue after you all together
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在
we thank you for being with us this morning
垂听我们的祷告
answer our prayers Lord
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
in the precious name of Jesus I pray
Amen 请坐